Respect is found in your Bible 34, 35 times. It's mentioned the first time in Genesis chapter 3. Watch this. It says here, Genesis chapter 4. Okay. And look at verse number 3. I'm in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 3. Okay. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Of course, he kills his brother. But the word respect is used the first time in your Bible as a word of acceptance. God accepted Abel's offering and did not accept or had not respect to Cain's offering. Now, let's look at this word just for a second, knowing that this is, because I'm going to show you how it's used here, just a second. If you look up the definition of respectfulness, it means to prize or value. It means to treat with esteem or honor. If you respect somebody, it means to give heed and consider or think. And if you respect something or someone, you have regard to. Now, these are the definitions of the word respect. It's used in your Bible this way in Acts, and basically all through the Old Testament, this is how it says. God is no respecter of persons. It says that so many times in your Bible. God never plays favorites. We have a tendency to play favorites based on, can this person benefit me, or can that? That's our human nature. But God says, I respect or accept no one over someone else. God is just, fair. That's one of his. So, the word respect is used more in your Bible in terms of God not playing favorites than it is how we would use the word respect. Like, you know, me respecting you or you respecting me or somebody else. So, if you understand that, the word respect is very important. Let's look at, first of all, go to Psalm 119, 128 in your Bible. Psalm 119, 128. If we did a Bible study on the word respect, you would literally see verse after verse after verse. God is no respect of persons. God has no respect of persons. I think understanding that, God is not the issue when it comes to respect. We're the ones with the issue when it comes to respect. What, first of all, am I supposed to respect? I took some of the words and the definitions, esteem, honor, regard, considering, and I used them in this Bible study. Watch this, Psalm 119, look at verse 128. I've loved this verse since I've been saved. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. He says, I esteem thy precepts. That's the Bible. Here it says, concerning all things to be right. I respect God's word because it has the answer to all things. There is no problem I won't face that God's word does not have an answer to. I may not know where it is, but in other words, I may not be able to find the exact location, but I know God's word has the answer. I respect, I esteem. The word esteem, it's talking to how you view. I esteem thy precepts, all thy precepts. I view God's word. I have a high respect of God's word. If you have a King James Bible, okay, if you have a King James Bible, that means words aren't missing. That means it's all there. Okay, I have what God wants me to have. I wish when people went into problems, all of us are going to deal with it. I wish as a Christian you learned this statement. What does the Bible say? Not what does Dr. Phil say, not what does Oprah say, not what does... Everybody's got all types of, quote, sources. Well, I need to ask so-and-so. I wish as a Christian the first response is, What does God say? How should I handle this? How should I deal with it? I don't care if it's child rearing or finances or relationships or marriage. All of it concerning all things to be right. The first thing I think that we need to respect is the Bible. It's not just another book. It's eternal. Can I give you one more view? And you've heard me say this before. That book you have in your hands, if it's a King James Bible, is the only thing that will be in heaven when we get there that was here on the earth. Everything else is burning up. The car, the house, the money, everything is going to be gone. This is the only thing that we'll see up in heaven that was down here on the earth as is. Do you understand? It's always been. Have, first of all, a respect for the Word of God. Respect for the Word of God. If God says it, I want it. Now, next, let's look at something else. Go to Romans chapter 12. Go to Romans chapter 12. Now, in the New Testament, look at verse number 10. Look at verse number 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor. Preferring one another in honor. If you honor somebody, it's because you respect them. And God tells us to respect each other, treat each other with dignity. In other words, I hope, you know, one of my goals is, I know I get the privilege of being your pastor. I hope I treat everybody the same. I don't care if they came on a bus. I don't care if they're the wealthiest person in our church. I hope I can look at them square in the eye, never down and never up, straight in the eye. In other words, I'll take time for you. It's not, oh, he doesn't really like me because, you know, I don't. Let me read the verse one more time. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. It deals with respect. We're supposed to respect the Bible. We're supposed to respect each other. Treat each other with dignity. Be thankful. Say thank you. And, you know, if I bump into somebody, it's excuse me, I'm sorry. It's not, you know, make room for me or whatever that, however pride that is. Now, watch this. That's Romans 12:10. Let's look at another thing with respect. Go to Philippians 2. Go to Philippians 2. A little bit along the same lines, but it's going to use a different word here. Philippians chapter 2. Keep on turning. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Ready? Watch this. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look at verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If we would think more like Christ, we wouldn't seek to lift up ourselves. And it's a good verse, a lot of verses through your Bible. What causes most problems in churches and what disturbs a sweet spirit is when one person wants control. They say when you're a teenager, you want fame, popularity. But then as you grow older, you evolve into your sin nature wants power. Influence. You know what I mean? Who has the most power in the church? And right now, we don't have that problem here at Gospel Light Baptist Church. But I mention it so we don't. Amen? Amen? As long as nobody's vying for position, as long as nobody's, well, I want this, it'll always cause problems. Watch, it causes enough problems at work. And when you come to church, wouldn't it be nice for you to walk in and say, it's not dog eat dog here. It's not whoever you can step on to get to the top. Well, then that's what you do. That's the way they think. But let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. We're supposed to view each other. You want to see the verse? Look at verse 3. Ready? It says here, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, wanting the glory. Watch this. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. It is much more spiritually healthy for me to view any person I'm talking to as more important than me. That's humility, right? In other words, I'm not more... Okay, it's either that or... I'm either thinking that or I'm thinking I'm more important than you. That's unhealthy. That's unspiritual. Jesus, isn't it amazing? God in the flesh, the Creator, never did that. It just absent... Now, He spoke with authority.
That's right.
Right? He's right. Not as the scribes. And it amazed the people. Never man spake like this man. But how He treated people... In that, in other words, giving honor and respect to each other, it's spiritually healthy. And watch this, it keeps the church nice and calm. It's a safe place. In other words, I know when I'm going to church, I'm not going to get my back stabbed. You know, I'm not. And watch this, I've watched people become Sunday school teachers, not here, but in other places. And when they got made a Sunday school teacher, somebody else that wanted that power got furious. I've watched people leave churches because somebody got their position. Look, if it's God's church, which it is, then why don't you let God promote you when He's ready?
Amen.
And if you don't get a position, then maybe it could be because God doesn't feel you're ready yet. Then you trust the Lord. It's not a... Okay, let's watch this. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Look at verse 5. 1 Peter 5, 5. 1 Peter 5. Now, this is back towards Revelation. 1 Peter. We're looking at respect this morning and just trying to use the Bible to give us guidelines on it. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So God tells the younger... Now, the word elder in your Bible, it is a word for pastor. It means experienced counselor. Normally, there's three words for pastor in your Bible. Pastor means under shepherd, shepherd. Bishop, which means overseer. And elder, which means experienced counselor. So those three words tell you what the pastor's duties are. Okay? But elder is different in your Bible in that it is someone... Okay, I'm gonna tell you somebody who I think our church has a few elders in it. Okay, you ready? And if I mention them, I'm not trying to slam anybody else. So don't take this too far. I think Brother Bernie, as a church trustee, the man's been teaching children the Bible for 50 years. He has a testimony, long term, been doing it a long time. He's solid, right? He hasn't been in a church, out of church, in church. He's been solid. I think Brother Bernie would be somebody you could ask godly advice of. I'm going to give you one more elder, and just because I don't mention somebody else's name, don't take this slant. I think Brother Wilkins is an elder in the church. He's not a pastor. He's not a deacon. He could be, but he has a testimony of long term. He's not been in church, out of church, in church. You know what I mean? He's not a church hopper. He knows the Bible very well. And he wouldn't steer you wrong if you asked him a question. And you know what? He and I have talked. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll tell you. Good question. Need to look that up. If I don't know the question, I'll tell you. But the reason I'm showing you that is the word elder in your Bible can mean pastor. In this section, it does not. It's talking about somebody that's in the church that is experienced and has been in Christianity and solid in the Bible a long time. Okay? So, here, God says honor and humility. Okay? So, I'm trying to use this word respect for each other. Let's go to one more. Go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Ready? Hebrews. Just back up a few books. 1 Peter, James, and Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Ready? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Okay, those that have the rule over you. A pastor is a leadership position in the church. So if you come to Gospel Light Baptist Church, there has to be some acceptance. You can't, okay, can you come? We have some people who come here and they've not joined. That's fine. That you can attend here if you want. But you can't serve in a church where you're not, there should, I'm not asking to be respected. Respect is earned, okay? But you can't sit in a church and listen to the man preach to you and not have some regard. He either knows something you don't know, he's been somewhere you haven't been, or he is something you are not. That is leadership, right? So one of those three things, let me say it again. He either knows something you don't know, or he's been somewhere you haven't been, or he is something you are not. That's leadership. You accept or you respect the leadership based on that. Preacher either knows something I don't know, he's been somewhere I haven't been, or he is something that I am not and I want his influence. Right?
Right?
That's pretty common. I'm not looking to rule anybody, but when it comes to the Bible in Gospel Light Baptist Church, I am the God-given authority, right? As you feel, you can follow me for a biblical issue, right? Look at verse number 13. Ready? I'm sorry, verse 17. Verse 7 and 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Look, you can take that verse and I've loved my pastors since I've been in the ministry. But he watches for my soul. He looks at me differently. I'm not money to him. He's trying to help me spiritually. And then watch this. The end of the verse is very sobering. It says here that they may do it with joy and not with grief. I would not want to be someone that my pastor wishes would leave the church. You say, oh, no pastor would ever do that. I've had some people that have caused such problems in a church. This is how I prayed. Now, we don't, praise God, we don't have anybody like that right now. But sometimes somebody will just get sideways, swollen, get a burr in their saddle, and then they just puff all up. And as a pastor, I'll pray this, Lord, please take them out of here. They're causing havoc. I mean, and normally it's their mouth. They're yakking. So, I mean, and they're just, it's, and one time it was sensical nonsense, causing strife all through the church. Can I just tell you something? When I would read that verse, when I had a pastor, I always said this, Lord, I hope my pastor pastors me with joy and not with grief, right? I don't want to be the type. Now, nobody in here, don't leave here thinking, pastor's praying that I leave the church. No, there's nobody in here. Do you understand? Our church is wonderfully, there was a time I was. During the split I was. I did. I said, Lord, please, I'm not going to touch them. But Lord, could you please do something? Can you hear? I know you hear what they're saying. So could you please remove them? I have not prayed like that in our church for 2.5 years. Praise God. That's how long it's been since our church split. Amen? I love our church. We're going to do service here in just a little bit. I love our church. I love everything about our church. But when a troublemaker, verse 17 should come into play. Let me tell you just one more thing, and then we'll move on to the lesson. There are people in the ministry that you can't help. You're supposed to want to help everybody. I do want to help everybody, but I have learned in the ministry, there's people I can't help. One of the traits of somebody you can't help goes like this. We had one person here, this is a long time ago. Every time he talked to me, I don't need anybody. I love y'all. I'm for y'all. I'm trying to teach you something right now, okay? So don't look too far into it. But do take me at face value. Every time he talked to me, he was going to inform me of something. And I said, well, the Bible says, and he'd go, I already know what the Bible says. I said, do you know what it says on that issue? He go, I couldn't help him because every time he talked to me, he knew more than I did. Now, if I don't know about something, I'll tell you. I'll tell you I don't know. I need to look that up. But every time he went to talk to me, he knew more. I couldn't help him. When there is no respect for the leader can't help you. Watch this. I can take that as far as when you don't respect God, God can't help you. You understand? You have to submit. You understand? That's whether you say, and look, I'm not trying to get anybody to follow me. I'm not trying to do that. I just know this. God can't help you until you respect God and any leader you have. I don't care if it's on the job site or if it's in church. They can't help you when you don't respect them. You just put up with them. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, yeah, blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. Yeah, do this with what with the truck? You know what I mean? So the story goes on. But when we first got here, that guy was in the church and I told my wife, I said, I feel sorry for him. I said, he's always telling me, Pastor, you know what you need to do is this. I said, well, hey. Pastor, you know, that was a good message, but really what you should have preached is this. You know, he'd say that a couple times. I said, really? Had one guy come here and right on the way out the door, he goes, good message. He said, but you know, you need some work on point number 4. He said, and point number 5, he said, let me tell you, if I'd have preached that, he said, this is how I would have preached it. I went, oh, goody. What are you going to say? Nothing. I cannot influence somebody or help them, and no leader can unless the follower respects. That's why one of the most important things we should teach our kids is respect. That's why in your Bible, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Jesus submitted himself to Mary and Joseph, and Joseph was his stepdad. God was his father, right? But in a society where you've got a divorce happening and each parent is trying to win the child, I'll buy you this, no, I'll buy you this, no, the respect goes out the window. So now guess what happens when those kids get married? They've been raised with, I'll buy you this, I'll buy you this, I'll buy you this, but I'll buy you this. And I've told you before, can they marry anybody that could make them happy? That's why the divorce rate is so high. Respect is one of the best things we can teach our kids. In the public schools where it's out, I feel sorry watching. I watch sometimes, you know, when they go into the public schools here, look at how they're dressing. We couldn't go to school that way. Do you know how come? You wear shorts to school, wear all this junk, it affects your attitude. I don't think there's anything in the Bible, there's nothing in the Bible that says you have to come to church with a suit and tie on, okay? But when you dress up for something, and I didn't say if you dress down, it's that if you're watching what's happening in the non-denominational churches, they're saying, don't dress up, come in shower shoes, you know, come just as you are, come. When you come super casual, it affects how you listen. It affects how you listen. Brother Miller's taking something care of something for me up there in the PA room. It affects how you listen. If you'll teach the kids have to be taught you respect. I was taught you respect a police officer. They're not pigs. If you called a police officer a pig in our house, woo, daddy's, don't, my life would pass before my eyes. Do you understand? Officers aren't pigs. You didn't use the word cop either. They're police officers. And you respect them. Same thing. My grandparents, my aunts and uncles, you respected them. Did you know the Bible says, and I could cover this, when the hoary head or the gray head enters the room, you stand. You stand in respect. Because they're older. They've been around. I respect the older men in our church. I'm very honored to be. I'm honored to be Brother Dorsey's pastor. I'm honored to be Brother Garland's pastor. I can go around the room. The older men who are faithful. Amen. Brother Harris. All of them. A respect is healthy. Teach our kids that. We have to. Children, obey your parents. One more thing, and then we'll get going here. Employees. That's in the Bible. Respect your employer. You say, yeah, but you don't know how my employer treats me. If you don't like your job, go get another one. Well, quit complaining. Well, yeah, but they did me this. Okay, are they really that bad? If they're that bad, then go get another job. But the Bible says, have respect. In other words, I watch men, and when I worked the shop, yeah, we had our whole wall of bolts and nuts and washers. Yeah, they're not going to miss this. I need some of these here in my... That's stealing. Well, yeah, but it's already paid for. It's already in inventory, and we're in December, and they're just going to have to get rid of it anyways. So, I mean, there's all types of excuses. That's stealing. You're not supposed to do that. Did you ask? Amen? Was it the boss's prerogative to give you his over surplus? If it wasn't, you stole, right? So God, now the Bible teaches this. Watch this. Government powers or authorities. You know what? We're gonna end here. Can you go to 1 Peter 2:13? We're supposed to 1 Peter 2:13. We're supposed to respect the law. Government powers and authorities is Romans 13. While you go to 1 Peter 2:13, God does say in the Bible, honor the king. This is what I've said when it comes to the government. I'm so glad President Obama's not our president.
Amen.
I'm so glad Hillary's not our president.
Amen.
But as wicked as those people are, I can tell you this with Bible authority. I may not have liked President Obama because of what he stood for, okay? But he is the president God put in power. He is the president America deserved. As much as I disagreed with it, doesn't mean I do understand God put him there. Just like he put a wicked king or a good king on the throne. That position is of God. Look at 1 Peter 2:13. We'll close with this. Ready? 1 Peter 2:13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Do y'all see that word ordinance? Same word for law. Do you know what it says on the top of a ticket? When you get a speeding ticket, city ordinance. Keeping the speed limit, we're supposed to respect the law. Respect the law. Until the law tells us we're no longer allowed to follow God. That's when our forefathers formed a new government, right? That's when America comes into play. But watch this. No, right now, America... You know, you're not being forbidden to come to church. You're not being, you know, you're not told it's against. So God says, honor the law. Okay? The word respect, it is a Christian quality. I hope this helps.